Okay, there are some performers who make folk life folk life. These people have been doing it for decades?
Well, fortunately.
I just thought of this morning, lying in bed, not being able to breathe. This is our 25th folk life.
Amazing. And there were at least 13 before that that we didn't make, unfortunately. But
anyway, they're here again. Here's Rebel Voices.
Thank you. Thank you.
And how appropriate that we should be talking about how many years we've been doing this.
Very. This Memorial Day.
Billions of brain cells, billions of brain cells ago, they're dead and gone, alas, alack, the victims of a sneak attack. Oh, how I wish I had them back, the things I used to know. Billions of brain cells ago, there's so much I've forgotten. La, 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 la. My lights are dim, my lobes are lame. I know I'll never think the same, but at least they didn't die in vain. The things I used to know, billions of brain cells ago. Hic, haec, hoc, this brain is such a joke. Ha, 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 fee, fi, fo, fum. I wasn't always this dumb, 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 dumb. Billions of brain cells, billions of brain cells ago. It truly is a scary sight to see those brain cells burning bright. But they shed such lovely light. The things I swear I used to know.
Where did they go?
Billions and trillions and quadraquintillion billions of brain cells ago.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I work at the School of Nursing at the University of Washington, and I'm not a nurse. I work on research grants. I'm part of the staff that kind of does administrative support for research grants. But in fact, we do have a number of researchers at the School of Nursing who are seriously looking at the issues about memory loss and how that affects individual and family. But the other thing we do at the School of Nursing is we train nurses and we train teachers of nurses, and that's between training and research. Those are our big mandates. And I worked with a fellow named Majid al-Masari, who was a Saudi immigrant. He came to the United States because his family were political dissidents back in Saudi Arabia, and it was safer for him not to be there. And Majid was a member of the computer tech support group, so everybody in the School of Nursing knew him. He had been called on by all of us at one point or another for help with our computer issues. So it was really a surprise one day when Majid didn't come into work and he didn't call in sick and he didn't show up for a few days. He was kind of AWOL. And it didn't take long for us to find out that he had actually been picked up by immigration, by ICE. And the circumstances surrounding his disappearance were more like a Homeland Security action, because when they picked him up, they didn't give him a chance to call anyone at all. They confiscated his computer equipment from home. They came into his office at UW and confiscated that computer equipment and would not allow other staff who worked in that same space access to their own work site until they'd finished this investigation they did. And given the access to all the information of national security importance that we have at the School of Nursing, The only thing they could find that they could charge Majid with was a 2-year-old misdemeanor drug offense, which had already been actually resolved and dismissed. But nevertheless, that was enough to send him to solitary confinement at the Federal Detention Center in Tacoma for over a year. And it actually, he was there for another 2 years before he was finally deported back to Saudi Arabia. Now, this may sound like a relatively good outcome when you think of the detainees at Abu Ghraib or at Gitmo, until you remember that his family were political dissidents, and you kind of got to wonder what happened to him when he got back to Saudi Arabia, and I don't know that outcome. And I'm telling you this whole story to introduce the next song by David Lippman, which really has nothing to do with Iraq, it has nothing to do with Homeland Security, but it has everything to do with memory, and it has everything to do with political prisoners.
For America, I went to Vietnam. Agent Orange has a hold on me still. The freedom movement made me an organizer while I was studying on the GI Bill. Luck of a leader is to be locked up, 23 years counting it in the hole. I am not famous, I am not Mandela, but I am in prison. My name is Geronimo Jaga, and my soul is not for sale. Down at the market, no one talks about it. On the TV, you won't hear my tale. I am not famous, I'm not Mandela, but I am in prison and a jail. My name is Geronimo Jaga, and my soul is not for sale. Down at the market, no one talks about it. On the TV, you won't hear my tale. But if you can see me, then they must free me. Won't you please lift up the veil? Computer programmer was my occupation. I heard about civil rights down in the South. I could not keep my mind on the program. I had to use my head, heart, and mouth. I lived in Harlem. I was Black Panther. I looked for answers for my people. I am not famous, I'm not Mandela, but I am in prison in a jail. My name is Sondiata Koli, and my soul is not for sale. Down at the market, no one talks about it. On the TV, you won't hear my tale. But if you can see me, then they must free me. Won't you please lift up the veil? Oh, once proud nation reduced to reservations, they used their goons to terrorize. We had a duty to defend our families from the corruption, guns and lies. The FBI came, they played that old game, divide and conquer to maintain oppression. I am not famous, I'm not Mandela, but I am in prison in a jail. My name is Leonard Peltier, and this land is not for sale. Down at the market, no one talks about it. On the
the TV, you won't hear my tale.
But if you can see me, then they must free me. Won't you please lift up the veil?
Down at the market, no one talks about it.
On the TV, you won't hear my tale.
But if you can see me, they must free me.
Won't you please lift up that veil?
Thank you. So, with a little, with a lot of research, with 2.5 decades of research to prove his innocence, Geronimo Gigiaga was released from prison 2.5 years ago with an acknowledgement that he shouldn't have been there in the first place. Wonder, wonder, wonder.
Could I talk? Well, how do they keep us so distracted from seeing what's really going on? There's a lot of different ways, and one of them, I think, is worrying about our own money. And there's some TV stations that you go and all you see is the stock market quote running along the bottom all the time. And it makes you think, up, down, up, down, up, down. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Well, I watched that for a little while I was visiting my mom one time. And
her mom's in Alabama, so there's nothing else to do.
Anyway, this song came out.
That wasn't fair. I'm sorry. I apologize to all Southwesterners. Now, clearly, I'm about to spend it all here. So this is one of those songs that could really use you on the chorus, and it's pretty easy.
It does have a part for you, yeah. Yeah. La. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Is it the B flat one? Is the B flat one or the
that? I think I did a B flat.
Good. I need that one. The lower the better.
Come all you bold businessmen, clever and proud, and risk not your fortune to follow the Dow. It's not but a jungle with bull and with bear, and Wall Street's a road leading straight to despair. And the Dow's down, down, very down. Yes, the Dow's down, down, very down.
When I worked for the company, my wage was okay.
I tightened my belt, tucked some savings away. They said through investing my dollars would grow. I jumped at the chance, bought a cheap IPO. And the Dow's down, down, very down. Yes, the Dow's down, down, very down. At first it did soar and to capitalize. My broker invited me to diversify. For my pension I went with the stock option plan. What I bought is worth less now than when I began. And the Dow's down, down, very down. Yes, the Dow's down, down, very down.
There's a
market to sell you a steak or some bread, another for gold or for blue chips instead. They'll take all your green and then call you a red for asking, but how will the hungry be fed? When the Dow's down, down, very down. Yes, the Dow's down, down, very down.
There's your future.
You're holding your values.
Your share.
It's all mutual
interest.
Growth.
But beware, you could still be a wage slave. There's no guarantee when you're tied up in bonds and the market is free.
And the Dow's down, down, very down. Yes, the Dow's down, down, very down. The wealth of the nation is easy to find. Just look at a schoolhouse, a farm, or a mine. But invest all your savings, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. And the Dow's down, down, very down. Yes, the Dow's down, down, very down.
Okay, I'll try something. We learned this one from Pat Humphreys, who many of you have gotten to know through our... and it was particularly delicious to learn the song knowing it was a Phil Oak song that he had never recorded. It had been heard because there had been a basement tape, you know, one of his roommates had recorded something and then when they were just hanging out and it had gotten to Phil's sister, Sunny, who got it to Pat. And so I don't think that Phil had the intention of, I don't know what Phil's intention was, but I don't think Phil had the intention of just how effective this song actually has become in talking not only about workers as disposable resources, and of course I'm giving away the punchline here, but all our natural resources as well, and it's pretty hard to get a song that manages to address both of those since they tend to be in different camps, except of course we now have turtles and teamsters together. I've seen the hand of the laborer lifting all the load. Granite stuck to his fingers as he clears the canals and the road. Bridges built and the rivers span. Water flows by a proper day. But now under the ground. need a guitar chiropractor. So. You're all welcome to fill in when it does. Just pop in the note when it doesn't show up. So, okay, another. I mean, I don't want to show off about all our really good friends who write great songs, but I'm showing off our really good friends who write great songs. And another one of them is Ann Feeney. And one of her extraordinary skills is to just kind of live through life and come up with a song for something that happened yesterday or this morning or even tomorrow.
She reads the papers. And she reads Mother Jones, probably.
So, now these are called topical songs. You probably have heard this, which is for something that just occurred. And supposedly these have a shelf life. And I think they expire at a year. So we only have a couple more weeks we're allowed to sing this song. But this song has such a fabulous chorus that we're going to have to find some more reason to keep singing this song. And you will, I know, catch on. But there are a few things you need to know. Now, are there any Canadians here? That's not what you need to know. Okay, okay, okay. One of the things you need to know is that liberal in Canada means something else than it means here. It's a little bit more center, traveling over to the right than what we mean by liberal. You need to know that their Supreme Court has 7 people on it, 3 women and 4 men. You need to know that Gordon Campbell is what is his role in British Columbia? Prime Minister, right, okay. This was a desk. And what else do you need to know? I think this pretty much, I guess the only other thing you need to know is that we covet, for those of you who saw, what's his name? Chubby guy who makes great documentaries. Michael Moore. Michael Moore's Sicko. For those of you who have seen Michael Moore's Sicko, you know that comparatively, we covet the Canadian system. But don't like it very much. Apparently, they don't think it's good enough. And one of the ways that the government had of making sure that everybody could have access to health care was to decide to introduce a bill in 2002, which we'll tell you about in just a second, which said, okay, well, we don't need any health care workers. That'll help. Thus, the song. In the year 2002, with only 20 minutes warning, the Liberals introduced Bill 29. Only 3 days later, that hateful bill was passed. It offered BC workers bitter wine. The layoffs and the closings took their toll on patient care, with loyal workers laid off and locked out. With our collective bargaining rights denied by act of law, our union's very future was in doubt. But we fought back, we fought back, we fought back and we won. Oh, we fought back, we fought back and we won. Oh, we fought back, either we fought back, we fought back and we won. Oh, we fought back, we fought back, we fought back and we won. A 5-year legal battle with the outcome most uncertain. With layoffs mounting, what else could we do? We educated, agitated with our friends and allies. We stood together and we saw it through. The Supreme Court was the last stop in this battle for survival, decided by 3 women and 4 men. It was on the 8th of June we heard their 6-1 decision, and things will never be the same again. Cause we fought back, we fought back, we fought back and we won. We fought back, we fought back and we won. We fought back, we fought back, we fought back and we won. Oh, we fought back, we fought back and we won. What good is a union if it has no right to bargain?
We clearly had no option but to fight.
The court has finally recognized what we knew all along. Collective bargaining's a basic human right. It's cause for celebration now, but let us not forget there are many battles yet that lie before us. And won't we all be overjoyed when Gordon Campbell's unemployed? By now they know that they cannot ignore us. Cause we fight, we fight back, we fight back, we fight back and we win. Yes, we fight back, we fight back.
we fight back and we win.
So in a union labor context, we have 10 minutes? Okay. All right. Well, anyway, let me talk. In a union labor context, that term, fight back, is a given. It's the right thing to do when you're being exploited. And when people's rights and freedoms are being repressed, when people are being oppressed, it's right to fight for justice. So every time when we as a nation call upon our young people to serve in the armed forces, to fight on our behalf, they step up.
Whoa, I'll get it.
They step up and they serve with dignity and with honor and with loyalty. And it is right that we are grateful for the sacrifice, because sometimes it's the full measure. This weekend is to honor our those who fight on our behalf, our military, and we need to remember that all the time. The other thing we need to remember is that when our president and our Congress send our young folks to war to fight on our behalf, it is crucial that the reasons for going to war be in line with the sacrifice demanded.
So much.
This is a song by Joni Mitchell.
It's one that we realized was one of our favorites when we met about 30 years ago. We took it out for this weekend.
And so once again, my dear Joni, my dear friend, and so once again, you are fighting us all. And when I ask you why, you raise your sticks and cry, and I fall. Oh, my friend, how did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum? Find the peace and the star. Oh, my friend, what time is this to trade the handshake for the fist? And so once again, why you raise your sticks and cry, and we fall. Oh, my friend, how did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum? You say we have time. Enemies you've earned, but we can remember all the good things you are. And so we ask you, please, can we help you find the peace and the star? Oh, my to fear the beating of your drum.
part.
Okay. Okay, so we have time for one more?
Good. It's only 1 minute long.
Okay. It was kind of a rude awakening to when I grew up and found out that America wasn't actually quite the nation that I'd learned about in school. But among all the other disappointments of growing up, I found that there were some good things about growing up. There are many good things about growing up, and this is a song by Lou and Peter Berryman to remind us about some of the perks.
And I guess the person I would like to credit with bringing this song to me is Flip Preskin, who has brought many wonderful songs to our attention. Here we go. Is there anything small that we can address this to? There we go, these two. Okay.
One, two, one, two, three.
I got a flash for you kids who think adults are lucky. Own their own cars and everything's just ducky. Going to bed whenever they want to. If that's what you think, I got some news for you. It's better than that. Take Saturday and multiply it. Times 34, add 30 more. It's better than
so
that.
I failed math.
We eat a chocolate eclair about as big as your head way before noon. Before we get out of bed, we do the things you're not allowed to do. And then we do things you haven't thought of to. Hang on to your hat. Hang on to your bologna sandwich. Take 50 grand to Disneyland. It's better than that. And if you think that our days are extra warm and sunny, pile of new toys, a pocket full of money. No one to fear because we're big and tall. We're never in school because we know it all. It's better than that. More comfy than a secret hideout by quite a bit. Just think of it. It's better than that by quite a bit. It's better than that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Susan and Janet, Rebel Voices. And it's very, very appropriate that they're performing on the Alki Court stage, which is sponsored by Mother Jones Magazine, the leader in smart, fearless journalism. The winner of the 2008 National Magazine Award for General Excellence, Mother Jones is independent, uncensored, and not beholden to special interests. You can subscribe to nonprofit Mother Jones for only $10 at motherjones.com. If you'd like to hear more of Rebel Voices, there are several options. They've got CDs over at the Folk Store in the Alki Room right over there. In addition, a lot of stages at this festival are being recorded and will be available free on the web at nwfolklifeaudio.org. So check it out. They usually get on, I'm told, the day after the performance, so check it out soon.
I mean, I can plug in, but he doesn't like me doing it.
Really?
Because he can't.
Oh, I get it. Well, that sounds good.
You want it from the outside?
Where do you feel comfortable with it?
Wherever it points at the guitar.
This year we've got something weird going on here at this stage. We're going to have at 5 o'clock an unusual instrument band scramble. If you play an unusual instrument, if you happen to have something that you can make noise or music with that you'd like to use as an unconventional instrument, come on up here, sign up. Between 4 and 5, we'll assign you to a band, and you get together, and at 5 o'clock, you get some stage time here at Folklife.
Okay, what I want to do is...
How come you get an instrument, Mike?
I'm talking to you, boy.
What do you think?
Can you see these okay?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, way in. All right. I'll be patient.
Good. Check the voice. A little mushy. Might well go with it.
I'm glad you brought it with you.
Mushy, what do you mean?
Oh, he's just saying that he's feeling mushy.